Merry Christmas! Welcome to what is the best service of the year, my favorite. We have three services tonight. We have a traditional Christmas service at 9 o'clock and then a candlelight communion service at 11, but we get things started. This is a service for and mostly by the kids themselves. Everyone who wants to can be in the pageant, and there will be opportunity for the young people to gather in the back right after while we're singing "It Came Upon the Midnight Clear," and everyone can have bells. We're going to ring bells when we sing carols tonight. We're only going to sing one verse, so every carol you see listed, we're only singing the first verse. All right, boys and girls, take your bells. We're going to do two things. We're going to ring them when we sing, "O Come All Ye Faithful." But before we do that, we want to ring in Christmas. Everybody! And you can keep ringing all the way through, "O Come All Ye Faithful." Stand when you're ready. Stay standing for just a minute more, and let's all pray. There's a unison prayer printed in the bulletin, and let's pray that together. God, give us such love and wonder that with shepherds and wise men and pilgrims unknown, we may adore the Holy Child, the promised King, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. Do you need me to make an announcement? Okay, all of any children, or if you're bigger than a child, who has gone to Cranberry Presbyterian Nursery School, come on up and join with the CPNS choir, present students and alumni.
And if you do not have a bell, we have one you can borrow. And if you can read, we have a song sheet for you. So there's no excuse.
Mrs. K, you need to use the mic, I'm sorry. They can't hear you. No. Tell you every year.
Jump, 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 jump.
As the children return to their seats, we're going to ask the ushers to come forward, and during the offertory, played by Mrs. Collins, we will receive the evening offering. They're still taking the offering. We haven't sent the kid. They're still taking the offering.
Sure.
And we haven't sent the kids back yet. Which one should we do? It's not on there. Do it again. We're going to do. Well, no, we're going to do that one again. And stop. One. Same verse. And while we are singing, I guess we have to sing a couple verses. We'll see how it goes. Everyone who's participating, all the children who are participating in the pageant, when we start singing, should go back. In fact, they should go back now to the back of the church, what we call the narthex, back there. Go ahead. Get up. Take them back. Do it. Do the whole thing. I don't know. Oh, you know what? Forget about it. Listen to the story of the first Christmas. About that time, Emperor Augustus gave orders for the names of all the people to be listed in record books. These first records were made when Quirinius was governor of Syria. Everyone had to go to their own hometown to be listed, so Joseph had to leave Nazareth in Galilee and go to Bethlehem in Judea. Long ago, Bethlehem had been King David's hometown, and Joseph went there because he was from David's family. Mary was engaged to Joseph and traveled with him to Bethlehem She was soon going to have a baby, and while they were there, she gave birth to her firstborn son. She dressed him in baby clothes and laid him on a bed of hay because there was no room for them in the inn. We are supplying the music for the pageant, so we'll remain seated and sing the first stanza now of Away in a Manger. Wait. Introduction. Everyone. Away in a manger, no crib for his bed. The little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head. That night in the fields near Bethlehem, some shepherds were guarding their sheep. All at once, an angel came down to them from the Lord, and the brightness of the Lord's glory flashed around them. The shepherds were frightened. But the angel said, "Don't be afraid. I have good news for you, which will make everyone happy. This very day in King David's hometown, a Savior was born for you. He is Christ the Lord. You will know who he is because you will find him dressed in baby clothes and lying on a bed of hay." Suddenly, many other angels came down from heaven and joined in praising God. They said, "Praise God in heaven, peace on earth to everyone who pleases God." And we're singing, "Hark the Herald's Angels Sing," with an introduction. Here come the angels. Hark the herald. Oh my gosh, we got a bunch of them. In glory to the newborn King. God and sin is reconciled. After the angels had left the shepherds and gone back to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see what the Lord has told us about." They hurried off and found Mary and Joseph, and they saw the baby lying on a bed of hay. When the shepherds saw Jesus, they told his parents what the angel had said about him. Everyone listened and was surprised, but Mary kept thinking about all this and wondering what it meant while shepherds watched their flocks. With an introduction. While shepherds watch their flocks by night, like shepherd that definitely. When Jesus was born in the village of Bethlehem in Judea, Herod was king. During this time, some wise men from the east came to Jerusalem and said, "Where is the child born to be king of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." I'm skipping down. The wise men listened to what the king said and then left, and the star they had seen in the east went on ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. They were thrilled and excited to see the star. When the men went into the house and saw the child with Mary, his mother, they knelt down and worshipped him. They took out their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh and gave them to him. And we three kings. Three kings of Orient are. Oh my gosh. Later, the wise men were warned in a dream not to return to Herod, and they went back home by another road. As the shepherds returned to their sheep, they were praising God and saying wonderful things about him. Everything they had seen and heard was just as the angel had said. And the child Jesus grew. He became strong and wise, and God blessed him. Wait just a second, Jane. That's it for our pageant. I think all our participants should have a round of applause. And everyone can return back to your seats and grab your bells, because we're going to, in just a minute, sing Joy to the World and ring our bells. Wait a little bit, Jenny, okay? Jenny, wait a little bit. Okay, everybody take your bells and stand, and let's sing Joy to the World. May God's grace be upon you, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. And lastly, Merry Christmas. This ends the service. Be sure to turn in your bells and costume hats.